this afternoon we'll continue our PhD competition in the Applied Soybean Community. I appreciate everyone able to come on out here. For the PhD students that weren't here this morning, I'll have a timer for 13 minutes set up. I'll stand up with 1 minute to go so you guys can kind of be aware where you're at with the time, and then try to pull you off the stage if you're pushing on the 14 and a half to 15 minute mark. If you guys have any questions, please ask. And when you get to the pointer up here, it takes a while to activate it, but once you do, you'll know what's going on. So with that, I'm going to go ahead, and the judges are ready. Have Ben Hall come on up, talk about his planting date study and high oleic soybeans.
All right, thanks for the introduction, Sean. I appreciate you all coming out here after lunch. I'm going to try to keep you awake, but if you do fall asleep, at least we got an excuse here. So high oleic soybean, it's a relatively new specialty crop that has an oil product that's equivalent to that of olive oil. So we're talking zero trans fats and reduced saturated fats, about 20% less than traditional soybean oil. And what leads to this is that we have a shift in the fatty acid profile. So as we look up here, comparing the standard to the high oleic, we have much more oleic acid. And that's what allows these health benefits, because the oil does not have to be hydrogenated, which produces the trans and fatty acids. So in 2016, we had about 180,000 hectares of high oleic soybean planted. However, as we gain some more maturity groups, wider maturity group ranges, as well as get past some of these regulatory problems, we expect this to expand. So by 2023, we're looking to have about 7 million hectares, and that's the goal right now in the soybean industry. So as well as the health benefits, farmers are also benefiting from the high oleic soybean. So right now they're collecting premiums about 40 to 50 cents per bushel or 27 kilograms. However, this premium is based on a set oleic level, so it's about 70%. So if they're taking the grain to the elevator, they're not at this level, they could potentially not get their premium. So this is a concern, especially when we've seen some of the other quality aspects like oil and protein be influenced by planting date and environmental effects. So some of the previous literature, we're seeing delayed planting reduces oil, increases protein. An increase in temperature can lead to increase in oil and decrease protein. And then water stress studies have shown that with water stress will increase oil and decrease protein. So oleic acid, this study by Kane et al. In 1997, he was specifically looking at the R5 to R7 period. And so the story was the same with oleic acid as with oil. As we increase temperature, oleic acid tends to increase. So increase in solar radiation will increase oleic. And then with precipitation, there's been some conflicting results, but I'd say in general, as we increase precipitation or water availability, oleic tends to decrease. So with that being said, the objectives of our study is to evaluate the effect of planting date on high oleic soybean grain yield, as well as the quality aspect. And we're going to be focusing on just the fatty acid profile and specifically oleic acid in this talk. And then our hypothesis, based on some of this previous research, is that with delayed planting, grain yield will decrease as well as oleic acid. So it was a split plot design, whole plot planting dates. Within the planting dates, we had the varieties randomized, all planted at 346,000 plants per hectare. And then this was planted at the Acre Farm in Purdue, West Lafayette, 2014-2015. So here's our planting dates in 2014-2015. And we're going from early May to late June, early July. And we tried to shoot for approximately 2 weeks in between each planting date. And we actually, these 2 years, we did a pretty good job kind of getting them fairly similar across the years here. And then our varieties, these are Pioneer varieties, except for the AG3431. And for the rest of the talk, we'll be referring to them as Standard A, Standard B, and then Oleic A and Oleic B. So just a couple pictures real quick here of just looking at the planting date effects. Soybean growth and development and physiology. Here we've got planting date 1 through 5. I believe 5 had just been planted in this picture. And where you can see here at 1, we're at maybe V3, V4 growth stage. So same picture here. Now we're getting planting date 1. We're getting close to R8, maybe here in a week or so. And then we're looking at planting date 4 and 5, R5, R6 growth stages here. So we took several measurements throughout the season, as well as after the season with the fatty acid profile. But for this study, for this presentation, we'll be focusing primarily on growth stage, and growth stage in terms of the R5 to R7 period, where we kind of calculated some of this weather data. So looking at accumulated precipitation, accumulated solar radiation, GDUs, and then mean temperature throughout this R5 to R7 period. Also grain yield, and then the fatty acid profile, and we'll be focusing on oleic, as I mentioned. All right, so we'll start with grain yield. Everybody cares about grain yield the most, so we'll start with it. In here, so we have grain yield on the Y, planting date on the X, and we have a comparison of standard versus oleic. So we're looking at the standard in the dotted lines, oleic, solid line, and we got the ANOVA down here at the bottom. So we see that planting date did have a significant effect on grain yield, and we also see that group, so we're comparing standard versus oleic, those are also significantly different. And so both here at this first planting date, we're starting off at about 4.2 megagrams per hectare. However, as we get to these later planting dates, on average, the standard varieties yield about 0.3 megagrams per hectare more than these oleic varieties. All right, so now onto the quality aspect. Here we have oleic now on the white, still planting date on the X. And this will be the same for the rest of the presentation. Planting date will always be on the X. And then we'll kind of switch back and forth between oleic and grain yield here. And so, as expected, the group was significant, as they should be. So we're looking at about a 40 to 50% change in oleic when comparing the standards versus the high oleic varieties. And then also planting date was found to have a significant effect. And we will zoom in here to kind of just look at these two oleic varieties. And we see from the first planting date going into the late May, you're maintaining that oleic and actually maybe even increasing a little bit. However, after this late May planting, we're seeing a drastic decrease. And this is, you know, pretty linear decrease, about 0.25% oleic per day. And that might not seem a lot, but if we're around that 70% mark, you're talking 4 days, 1%, you know, that could definitely bring us below that premium amount that we need. All right, and then some of these seed fill parameters to kind of explain what's going on. So planting date here on the left, and then we have just the seed fill period, the mean temperature during that period, accumulated radiation, GDUs, and precipitation. And so looking at this, you can see the decrease as we're looking in the columns. So the heat map is within columns. Green going to red means a decrease. And so likely, especially the temperature, radiation, and GDUs are especially explaining the grain yield decreases and are likely explaining some of the oleic decrease. And this precipitation we'll kind of hit on here later, but as far as the grain yield differences, I believe that some of these standard varieties are actually able to take advantage of this available water to a greater extent than some of the oleic varieties, and we'll see here when we compare 2015. So 2015, no difference between oleic and standards. And so if you want oleic to succeed, that's exactly what we want to see. That's a good deal. So the line is pretty much exactly the same. We're looking at about 0.03 megagram per hectare decrease in yield per day in this situation. And oleic, so this was also a little bit of a different story here than what we saw in 2014. Much more constant across the planting dates. Group still significant as expected. And then now here looking at oleic, zooming in on there, we're looking at about a 0.05% decrease in oleic per day with planting date. So while it's a straight linear decrease, as if you can compare to 2014 where it was able to hold off, it's not as drastic of a decrease as what we saw in 2014. So we're going down to, 66 is the least amount, whereas in 2014 we're down near 62 to 64% oleic. All right, and now the seed fill parameters in this. So if you saw here, grain yield right on with each other. And so this is kind of what I'm saying, and this kind of comes from some of the irrigation work we've been doing as well. So my thought is, with this extra precipitation, extra water availability in 2014, those standard varieties are taking advantage of it to a greater extent than Neolithic. 2015, we're not seeing that because we don't have all that precipitation available for those standard varieties. And then if you look at the radiation GDUs, we actually have a large accumulation kind of in these later planting dates. And so that may be one of the reasons why this oleic is staying flat across these planting dates. All right, so in conclusion, timely planted soybeans, so recommendations from late April to early May, we're going to maximize both grain yield and oil quality. So this is a good deal. Timely planting, we're going to get benefits of both. However, as we start delaying planting going into late May, early June, we're going to get a decrease in grain yield. However, from what we're seeing, that oleic, we're probably still going to be all right if we're in that late May to early June planting. And then we get past early June, of course, we're going to get the drastic hit in yield, as well as our oleic is going to be significantly influenced by these later plantings. So I'd like to thank the Indiana Soybean Alliance and Pioneer for funding this project. Also, Pioneer, definitely appreciative of them giving these varieties. Without them, we wouldn't be able to conduct this research. And then, of course, Dr. Sean Castile, for giving me the opportunity to be a grad student and advising me. And then the Soy Crew, which we got some here, we got some back in Purdue, but their support is great, and I love working with them. It's a fun time. So with that, I will take any questions.
Questions for Ben?
Yes.
I can't remember.
More than one location? So this was just one location. This was just at Acre, the planting date study, yes. If we move, say, for example, if we moved into southern Indiana, I would say the same exact thing, because we're still going to get those early planting dates. We're still going to get the benefits of higher temperatures, higher solar radiation, and those are what's increasing the oleic.
Well, you don't have any trials.
Hypothesizing.
Okay.
Other questions?
No, this hasn't been shared with them on that level yet, but definitely will be. Yes.
So help me out here. I thought in the previous study that high temperatures. What was high temperature?
High temperature always increases oleic, okay. Every time. Yes, Heather?
When it comes to farmers being interested in planting soybeans, is it economically, does it make sense? Is it much more expensive to invest in?
No, it's not going to be. I mean, they're still, with these premiums, they're going to come out on top, I would say, almost every time with the high oleic soybean. The management practices, standard to high oleic, are going to be, you know, exactly the same.
No other questions, I thank Ben.
Thank you.